Organoids are tiny lab-grown organs opening a new frontier in modern medical research. They're being used to improve our understanding of the way diseases occur and the medicines we can use to treat them. James Bullen has been in the lab finding out more about organoids for the Health Report. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish.
So what is an organoid? How is one made?
Yeah, so it is like a tiny organ mimicking the structure of an organ, I suppose. And the way it's made is that you take a biopsy or a scraping from someone's body, for example, maybe a scraping of the nose or the lung, even the rectum. Then effectively you've got the seed of an organoid, and that seed, that sample is taken and grown in a special substance. It's kind of like a gel that acts as a food for the cells, and it causes that seed to grow into an organoid. But the key thing is it's not grown flat. So it's not like traditional cell cultures that have been used in medical research, the sort of petri dish you might think of. It's in this gel matrix, and that allows it to form a structure that mimics the body part it's come from. So if you scrape from a lung, you might get a mini lung. If you scrape from the nose, you might get a mini nose.
So it actually looks like a lung, or is that overstating it?
That's perhaps overstating it a little bit. You can't see it very well in real life. It's just kind of like this tiny smidge of tissue. But under a microscope, the cells in the organoid will look similar and act in a similar way to the organ itself.
And so what's the use for that?
Yeah, they're useful because they're another tool in the scientist's research arsenal. So we can use things like mouse or animal models to study a disease or a condition, but that only gets us so far because the mouse doesn't always act like a human. So if we test drugs on a mouse, it might look really promising, but when it gets to human trials, it doesn't work. And this is a step further because it's human tissue, and that means it might be a stronger indicator of whether or not a drug is going to work. So that's one of the main ways, testing whether drugs work or not. And it can also help us understand more about the mechanisms, the way that human diseases occur. So, for example, with brain organoids that have been developed in the past couple of years, they were used to help find the link between Zika virus caused by mosquito bites and microcephaly, which is newborn babies born with smaller heads than usual. And that can be linked to intellectual disability. And that's because they could see what happened in these organoids when they were infected with Zika. And that research isn't possible in humans for obvious reasons, ethical reasons, and it can't be done in mouse studies. They're not really a good model for Zika.
Just out of interest, given that you've been in the lab, how long does it take them to grow the organoid?
Sure. So it takes, I think, a couple of weeks. It can depend on the organoid, and then they can stay sort of alive or in the lab for a couple of months, and they can even be frozen and used. So they can be used, taken from a person, and then used down the track if new drugs become available to see if those new drugs might work on an old organoid.
It's really fascinating stuff. Mm. So it gets even more interesting. They're being used in cystic fibrosis research. How?
That's right, yeah. So cystic fibrosis, it's an inherited genetic disorder where the body's cells produce that thick, sticky mucus that causes infection and it damages the lungs. And in the past decade, there have been new drug treatments that have become available for cystic fibrosis, and they've been quite promising, but they're also very expensive drugs and they don't affect everybody in the same way. Some people respond really well, some don't. So to try and work out who would benefit the most, who would respond really well to that drug, they're starting to look to organoids. And what researchers at UNSW, the University of New South Wales, and Sydney Children's Hospital are doing is creating gut and lung organoids that come from people with cystic fibrosis. And that means that the organoids have the same genetic makeup as the person they're grown from. And that makes them quite good for testing whether the new drugs work or not. And once that platform, that foundation of testing is there, it can mean that it's a faster and safer way to test drugs. I spoke to Professor Adam Jaffe from the University of New South Wales, who leads some of this research, and he told me it's about better outcomes for cystic fibrosis patients and for the system.
So we have this dilemma where we've got very expensive drugs because they cost $270,000 per patient per year. And so we need to choose the right drug for the right person. In other words, how do we select the right patients for these medications? Because what we've seen is that we've had some spectacular results, but some patients respond really well to these medicines and others don't at all. So what we need to do to ensure best value healthcare is to have a system which predicts a patient's response to one of these drugs.
That's Professor Adam Jaffe from UNSW there. That obviously all sounds pretty promising, James. What are the downsides?
It can take a long time to set up these platforms, and it can be quite expensive to do that basic research, get these testing platforms set up. So that's definitely one potential downside. And the other thing is that organoids, they're exciting, but they're just another model at the end of the day. They won't always behave like a human body. They don't have blood vessels or nerves, so they're missing some of that complexity that goes on with the human body itself. There are some ethical considerations as well that have been raised, particularly around the use of embryonic stem cells to grow organoids. That's not what's going on with this cystic fibrosis research, but it does happen, and that area has certainly been controversial. And then I suppose there's been also some discussion around, especially around the brain, there's been headlines like brain in a dish and that sort of thing. And brain organoids at the moment are a very far cry from human brains, but it's conceivable that something we'll need to grapple with at some point.
I mean, when you do first read about it, it sounds very much in that sci-fi realm almost.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it is just cells in a dish at the end of the day, but quite exciting for potential medical research.
Exciting cells in a dish. James Bullen, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.
And you can hear more of that story on the Health Report this afternoon right here on RN at 5:30 p.m.